Tom, KO4HKX.
Let me get my radio turned down here in the background. Music was lousy anyways. Well, it's a beautiful day. Where are you headed today, Patrick?
It's my office day, but I am using it to work on the tool truck, reorganizing and changing things around and just trying to freshen things up a little bit.
All right. Well, I'm confused. Have you still got your old truck that lady ran into? Is that the one you're working on, or is it just a personal pickup or something?
My tool truck that I'm using now, I'll be moving some things around inside of it and just freshening up the inside of it and changing things there a little bit.
Well, I was listening to you and Mr. Chad there yesterday for a little while. Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt at the time. I don't remember why. I think it was just about home or something. And it sounds like he's going to have one of these retired days like us.
That's what his plan is anyway. We'll see if it happens.
Imagine him. I'm taking a day off, but I suppose it's possible. Well, I'm sitting down here. Oh, there goes the radar detector. I'm sitting down here at Mountain View Family Medicine, just off of, right by McDonald's here on Wade Hampton, nearest Greer, as far as downtown Greer goes, I guess you'd say. About 14 and Wade Hampton. I'm just south of that a little bit. Sitting here waiting on Bernice to go in and see a phlebotomist.
Well, I'm not sure what they do, but I hope it's not anything too bad.
That phlebotomist, it's nothing to do with your bottom, it's just drawing blood. I thought it might make you fall into that trap.
They got such big names for some of these things that you just can't keep track of them, or I can't anymore.
You see all these FACS and yada, 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 you know, at the ends of their thing. And I can't make it out either. In the old days, when you went up in the S.H. Cressis store back in Kansas, the signs on the doors that I remember are practicing surgery. I think they still do a lot of that.
They do, too. And I may be a little scratchy. I'm getting close to the black hole up here. But without practice, you don't get perfection.
I had one of those one time, and I wasn't given any choice about it. I was in the service, and the doctor says, the resident will do the first surgery, and I'll do the last. I said, you know, I'd prefer you to do the first one, Commander, and, you know, let him watch. And no, didn't have no choice about the matter. Well, he loused it up, and I almost died. But in their defense, they have to do a residency, and they have to learn, and you're quite correct. I'd rather them practice on somebody else. This is Gerald T.R.
I don't want them practicing on me, but I do understand that it is part of what has to happen for them to learn. And they're going to be mistake-based.
Well, on another subject, my neighbor just got back from Santee, he called it. I can't remember the real names of the two lakes that joined together with a canal down there that he went to. But he gave me two great big bags of catfish fillets, and so we're going to have catfish fillet for dinner today. And boy, they knocked them dead. Now I'm telling you, and they used a bait that I hadn't heard of.
About Santee Cooper, and some catfish fillet. That's right about now.
If they're cooked right, Larry come over one time and JBQ, and he didn't like fish, but after he ate Bernice's, he changed his mind. And it seems like, knock on wood, she's never failed to make it that way. You know, sometimes a meal can turn out bad that you've done before, but that one she's never messed up on, and very few does she ever mess up on. But, oh, I love it. Yeah, you're right. It was Sam T. Cooper. It was down there somewhere around that canal, I guess. It links the two together. And they used chicken breast, chunks of chicken breast. And the old boy, it's a secret. You don't want to tell anybody this, of course. You take cherry Jell-O, and I guess you roll the chicken in it, the chunks of it, and then you put it in the freezer. And then when you go down there to use it, you just unthaw it and put it on the hook. I got to tell you, it works. I think they caught 29 in 3 days, something like that. And the biggest one was a flathead, and it weighed 30 pounds. But the channel cat were, oh, gosh, I'd say they was up near 18 to 20. Well, I think one of them was over 20 pounds. But they really had a lot of fun.
Catfish fishing, and that's the thing I haven't done. But I think I would enjoy bite on your hands when you go do that. But Tom, I'm in the black hole, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. It's good to talk to you and Miss Bernice. Y'all be careful out there today, and I hope that phlebotomist is easy on her arm. KO4HX.
Yeah, that's what a person that takes the drug blood draw is, a phlebotomist. Yeah, you're getting a little choppy. Good to hear you this morning. Well, she had to be there 15 minutes early, so appreciate you visiting with me here, sitting out here waiting. You know, I'll go back to listen to my music and listen to this radio if there's anything on. And you take care, Patrick. Drive safe. 73. This is NZRO TR Clear.